Also das Zeichen ist, dass ich das Geschirr habe, wenn ich mich mit dem Schabbos auf Kuf Yud Zayin. Christian Neymar Mokka said that the Rabbanon said that our mission allows the saving of the case along with the Sefer Torah, even when there's money in the case. So we see that since we allow the saving for the sake of the covet of the Sefer Torah, we also allow the person to benefit by saving the money as well. The same should be with the skinning of the animal, the Korban Pesach, when you do it on Shabbos. Since the skinning serves the purpose of doing the mitzvah in the best possible way, like we discussed yesterday, we allow it, even though it also helps the person by removing all the skin and giving him full access to the meat. In fact, the Gemara, moving the money is only an issue of mukta, which is only the Rabbanon. Skinning the animals is a malacha deraisa. How can you compare the two cases? Rashi said, really, Rabbi Shmuel and the Rabbanon are actually arguing about both things. Number one, whether you can, regarding a malacha, whether you can remove the entire skin, which is actually a malacha, and also regarding mukta, whether you can even move it, because it's mukta. And it's regarding that point in the machlekes about mukta that the Rabbanon bring a raya from our Mishnah, which is also only mukta. In fact, the Gemara, even that comparison is no good, because the case for the Sefer Torah is a basas adavar hamuter. That's why it can be moved. But the skin is acting as a basas adavar aser, because the meat itself is muktzah. It's not going to be eaten until after Shabbos, which that night, which is Pesach. So how can you compare the cases? Where it says no, because the case has the money in it also. The case of the Sefer Torah Shabbos, it's not a basas. It's not a basas adavar aser. It's a mutter. It's a basas adavar aser for the money. And still, you can see you can move it. The same thing should be with the skin, with the animal, with the meat of the animal. In fact, the Gemara, the case of the Sefer Torah is a basas adavar aser vimuter. That's why it can be moved. Whereas the skin is only a basas adavar aser, so it's not comparable. And for the Gemara, the Rabbanon is saying that you're allowed to take a case that has only money in it, bring it to the Sefer Torah, to put the Sefer Torah in it, to bring it out. The fact you're allowed to take the case with only money when it's only a basas adavar aser and bring it to the Sefer Torah is the haraya that you can do that. So similarly, with the skin of the carbon with the meat, even though it's a basas adavar aser, you should be able to move it on Shabbos for Muksa for this case. Correct, Gemara, where do you see that you're allowed to move a case with only money in it before the Sefer Torah is even put in it? You can't say that since you're allowed to save the case that has the safer in it along with the money, so that means you're allowed to also bring the case with only the money to bring the safer, because it's very different. When it has the money and the safer in it, the reason why you're allowed to do it is because you're afraid that if you're going to require him to shake out the money at that point in time, you're going to risk burning the safer tire. However, when it just has just money and it's very easy to empty out, so maybe we would require him to remove it before using it for the safer tire. But when one's bringing, when it only has the money, we bring the case when it only has the money, so maybe we would require you to bring it out, to shake it out. So how do you know? So my Bar Rashi says, Taki Rai, the machlok between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbanon, like we said originally, only regarding whether an animal may be fully skinned, which is an actual malacha. We said, then the raya from our Mishnah is flawed, because our Mishnah is discussing a case of the Rabbanon, and skinning the animal is deraisa. We're discussing a case where the person doesn't want the skin. It's a malacha shein shuicha lekufa, and therefore skinning is only also the Rabbanon as well. If he doesn't want the skin, it's a psik ratio, so that everyone would agree it's also. Then we're talking about where he cuts off the skin in thin strips, which is an unusual way of skinning, and therefore it's only also the Rabbanon. Mishnah said, Ulahecha matzilan oison v'chulu. What's a mavi mafulish and what's a mavi shein mafulish? An open mavi and a closed mavi. What does this mean? This says a mavi that's enclosed with walls on three sides and the remaining side has two lechis, that's called a closed mavi. If it only has one lechi, that's called an open mavi. Rabbi doesn't like this because Rabbi says, how can you say that a mavi that has three walls around it and only because it doesn't have two lechis, it only has one lechi, that's why it's called open, can't be. And also, according to this, even if it has one, so according to that means that the Rabbanon hold it, you need two lechis. So if you have two lechis, you only let it carry a Sefer Torah out there. I mean, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, which we learned in a Braisa, or a Mishnah, a Braisa, that you can bring anything in there. So why is it only a Sefer Torah? Therefore, Rabbi has a different pshat on what it means, Mavi Mefulish and Mavi Sheinu Mefulish. Rabbi says, a Mavi that has two parallel walls and a lechi on each open side, that's a closed Mavi. A Mavi with two parallel walls and a lechi on only one of the open sides, that's an open Mavi. And that's the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda that actually holds that when you have two parallel walls and a lechi on each side, on each of the open sides, you're allowed to carry there. That's what the Rabbanon hold. And the Maseri says we're more makel, even if it only had a lechi on one side. In fact, Abaya, then according to Rabbanon, so really it's not just a leniency for a Sefer Torah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can bring anything into such a movie. So what's the leniency given by a Sefer Torah? Rashi therefore says a mavi with three walls and one lechi is a closed mavi. A mavi with three walls and no lechis at all, that's an open mavi. Look, the Mishnah, you're allowed to save the amount of food you need for three Shabbos meals from a fire on Shabbos. Food that's fit for humans may be safe for humans. Food fit for animals may be safe for animals. If the fire breaks out before the Friday night meal, you're allowed to save three meals. If it breaks out in the morning before the daytime meal, you're allowed to save two meals. If it breaks out in the afternoon before the third meal, you're allowed to save enough for one meal. Rashi says no matter when the fire breaks out, you're always allowed to save enough for three meals. And what Rava says really should be able to save a lot more. The reason why we limit it to three meals is that you shouldn't get caught up in saving everything and eventually come and extinguish the fire. Rashi says if a barrel of wine breaks on a rooftop, we're only allowed to catch it in a bowl on the ground on the chutzpah beneath. You're not allowed to catch it mid-air. What's the gzeir over there? What are you trying to say? What malach are you trying to save him doing? Mara says you're trying to save that he shouldn't go to look for bowls outside of the Shasarab and bring into the Shasayachin. Bryson continues that really if he has a guest that he needs the wine for, he's even allowed to catch it mid-air, but he has to first invite the guests and then catch it. He's not allowed to first catch it and then try to invite the guests. He can't use a haroma to invite guests that he knows don't really are not going to drink the wine because they already ate. Rabbi Yehuda says he could use this haroma. Bryson says someone someone saved high quality bread, he's not allowed to now go back and say, yeah, I really wanted low quality bread and go save more, because people don't do that. Also, if a fire breaks out on Yom Kippur, which fell on a Friday, he's allowed to go back and save food for the coming Shabbos. But if it breaks out on Shabbos and Yom Kippur is the next day Sunday, he's not allowed to save food on Shabbos for after Yom Kippur. And of course, you're not allowed to save from Shabbos for Yom Tov, or even from Shabbos to the following Shabbos. As I said, if someone forgot the bread that he left it in the oven, he's on and Shabbos already started, he's allowed to take out enough bread for three meals, and he's allowed to tell other people to come take it whatever they need for themselves as well, up to three meals worth. You should take it out with a knife, not with the regular shovel that's used to normally take bread out of the oven. You should make as much of a shinui as possible. The dash and the pasuk teaches that you should wake up early on Friday to prepare for Shabbos. The Abba dash and the pasuk lechem mishnah teaches you're supposed to cut open two breads on the Shabbos meal, at each Shabbos meal. Actually, Surav Kahana make the bracha on two breads, but only cut open one. Zayir would cut himself a piece right in the beginning of the meal that was large enough for him to for all his bread needs throughout the entire meal. I mean, Rashi would use the bread that they used for an Eiruv, since it was used for a mitzvah, they would use that on Shabbos for the Lechem Mishnah as well.